Extract 5. A driving incident.
As I remember, there's a terrible story, horrifying story, that was told by a colleague of mine when I used to teach years ago, who, this chap lived in a semi-detached house, and next door there was a man who'd just bought a new car. And he was telling me that one morning he was looking through the window, and this man allowed his wife to drive the car very unwisely, and that she was having a first go in it. Mm. And he'd backed it out of the garage so that it was standing on the driveway, and he'd closed the garage doors.
Yeah.
And she came out of the house to take this car out and go shopping for the first time. So she came out very gingerly and opened the door and sat in the car and began to back very, very gently, taking great care, you see, that she didn't do anything to this new car. And as she backed, there was an unpleasant crunching sound. And she slapped on the brakes and looked around frantically and realised that she hadn't opened the gates that let onto the main road, you see.
Oh.
And she just backed into these very gently and sort of touched the bumper and bent the gates slightly. Mm. And this put her into a bit of a flap.
Mm.
So before she could do anything about this, she had to pull forward in order to open the gates. So she took the car out of reverse, put it into first gear, and pulled forward very gently.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she misjudged the distance to the garage doors, so that as she pulled forward, she ran into the garage doors, thump, and smashed in the front bumper of the car and bent the garage doors.
Yeah.
So she stopped in time, you see. And by this stage, she was getting into a bit of a flutter. So she got out of the car, shaking like a leaf, went behind the car and opened the gates that let onto the main road.
Yeah.
And then she was determined not to be defeated by this state of affairs, which was pretty terrifying, got into the car and started the engine, looked through the back window very, very carefully, and backed out with the utmost deliberation into the main road and managed it absolutely perfectly. But the only trouble was that she'd left the driving side door open and had forgotten to close it, so that as she backed out through the gates into the main road, she tore off the door. Apparently, at which stage, she just collapsed and went into a state of hysteria.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say he was going to hit the milkman or something.
No, no.
Oh, blimey.